You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Smokes this one to right center. And it is gone! We are down. Seiya Suzuki. Another homer, another RBI, and another reason to get him in the home run derby.
My work here is done.
Look at Bushy's numbers. Look at Seiya's numbers. I mean, Carson Kelly's one of the best catchers in baseball right now. What Nico's doing is special. I think the bullpen guys, a couple of bullpen guys that have sub-1 ERAs and a lot of innings thrown. So kind of you look across the board, there's a lot of guys who could be representing the Cubs in that game. And like I said, hopefully in the next week, some of those guys will be there.
There's a chance of that being the case. Ian Happ has a point, especially about the National League Player of the Week, Michael Busch.
Michael Busch, a dominant week against righties and lefties. 13 for 23. He had 565. Is that good? Four homers, seven RBIs.
What's that OPS?
I don't have that handy.
Probably really
say
good. Over a buck.
Over two. Over a thousand. I guess it couldn't be over two.
Alex, why doesn't he have that?
Alex.
For God's sake.
What kind of work are you doing?
You're texting him over here telling him to do the giveaway, and then you should be looking up the OPS.
I didn't get that text.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's right, though. We probably should do the giveaway here.
What you got?
Baseball fans, call for your chance to win tickets to Baseball After Dark at we love Wildfire in Glenview. Mm-hmm. On July 23rd with special guest Michael Busch.
How about it?
Presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories. Be caller number 6 to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
This ball's got a chance. Gone. Number 3 from Michael Busch.
He said a lot of them this year.
So, Lawrence, here's my confession.
Okay.
As we were having our conversations leading up to All-Star replacements, I had an image in my head of the roster being bigger than what it ends up being. Because
Every team gets a representative, you were thinking it was much bigger than it already is?
No, I think the reason is this, that it's never as big as I expect it to be, because once the game rolls around, it always ends up being bigger than what was announced because a bunch of dudes are either hurt and don't play.
Or they're not in the right space to pitch because they pitched like right before the All-Star game.
Pitcher's going to throw on a Sunday, so on the Saturday they go ahead and name another person. That seems to happen a bunch. Sometimes a dude is unhappy that he made the All-Star game and he'd rather go home and spend 3 days there because he already bought tickets. I'm not saying, but his name rhymes with Aramis Ramirez. You remember that way back in the day?
Well, there was that at the end of the season, too, and that hurt.
Yeah, but so like the All-Star team, it always ends up being bigger than what was announced. So I asked our expert research assistant.
I wouldn't call it expert.
Well, he's also our executive producer. I asked him, I said, oh, look, man, only if you have time, you could look into this. Only if you have time.
Number one helper.
And Lawrence, he had time. So last year, between the naming of the team and the actual game, there were four replacements for both the American League and the National League. Okay? The year before that, there were seven in the American League and six in the National League. Year before that, six in the AL and seven in the NL. Year before that, six in both leagues. So that's 3 years in a row of at least six more dudes getting named to the All-Star game. So I don't know. Part of it is me picturing Mitch Trubisky in a Pro Bowl uniform as a quarterback when he was like the fifth best quarterback. He's like the third alternate on that team.
Yeah, but I don't feel as badly about a baseball player being added as I do a quarterback specifically to the Pro Bowl, because there aren't that many. There's only 15, you know, per conference.
And then playoff guys never play.
Right.
So. Like, yeah, no,
16 per conference.
So it's not quite the same.
It's not the same thing, because you're like, oh, well, this guy's playing in the Super Bowl.
Right.
That guy is hurt. That guy doesn't want to go because he's already been five times. Mitch Trubisky, do you want to play?
Sure. Am I the only one with this perception problem here? Because the roster isn't as big as I kind of expect it to be, because I always think of more dudes on the roster than there actually end up being.
So it's 32. That get on the first round of it.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's been up to 37 to 39 each time over the last 5 years. And what happened to the final three? Remember when they had the final three in each league? Doesn't Saez's year seem like he would be one of those guys normally?
This is why I always talk about the brilliance of the Punch AJ campaign. Like when the White Sox had him, I think back then it was the final five. That was such an incredible marketing move by the White Sox to get AJ into the All-Star game.
Yeah.
You'd love to see the public have a bigger say in some of those guys getting in. But as we've discussed this, whether it was in the meeting or here on the air, I now feel better about Saya making it in. I would also invite Saya to the Home Run Derby because Pete Alonso says that he's not doing it this year.
I'm going to call right now. Saya's going to end up in this game. They're going to find a way. Somebody's going to be hurt, or they're going to find some way where somebody decides to take a day, or like they'll stretch it. And if it's an outfielder, they'll give Saya that. Like, he's going to find his way. He leads the major leagues in RBIs. Leads the major leagues in RBIs. He just had a big night there on Sunday night. He's, I mean, they want to market themselves to Japan, of course. Like, I'm surprised he wasn't a commissioner's pick, which is what?
Yeah. So,
what is a commissioner's pick?
So, I thought about that too. Does he only get one, or are there multiple? Because I get it. Kershaw goes over 3,000 strikeouts.
Yeah.
It's one of the best ambassadors of your game, and it's probably the last time that you're going to be able to invite him to an All-Star game.
Because he's healthy and he's pitching.
I get that. Like, invite Clayton Kershaw to it. I think that's a cool thing.
All right. But then he should have a couple. How many picks does the commissioner get? Does Mitch get a pick? I feel like Mitch Rosen should get a pick.
Well, let's go around the room here.
Uh-huh.
One, should the commissioner have picks?
No.
Okay. And two, if he does have picks, how many should he have? Should it just be one guy, or should it be one guy aside?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, you can't. It's a legend pick. He called it a legend pick. So, I mean, you can't say, well, I got to have two legends. I mean, I guess you could.
You sure could.
You could. Like, I mean, that's your National League legend pick. Who's your American League legend pick? Who's not on the team, but fans would enjoy seeing theirs. Yeah, I am cool with that as a concept. I'm laughing at it because it came out of nowhere and I didn't know it existed. But I am cool with it as a concept for this exhibition game where you're trying to own the middle of July. You know, you're trying to really take the night. I love that they're wearing their normal uniforms this year, finally, after 5 years or 6 years in the wilderness of wearing those dumbass alternate all-star uniforms.
So silly. Like, it was so silly.
So silly.
Speaks, last year, I was, during All-Star, I was in Dallas for SEC Media Days. So I got to hang out with a bunch of baseball people who were also there for All-Star because the SEC doesn't give a bleep about anything that you're doing
or
what city you might be in. So I got the chance, and like I was watching games, and I'm sitting there going, I hate these. Like, I just hate them.
They're ugly, they're random, they're silly, and
they're usually not a really good representation. Like, I didn't think they were a good representation of the Rangers last year as a uniform. They just looked strange to me.
And what you're trying to do is have a casual fan or a kid who's watching saying like, oh, who's that guy? Oh, he's on the Angels. When the Angels play, I'm going to look for that guy.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to accomplish.
You want people to more easily identify the stars of your game so that they can make a connection with that player.
SEC Media Days reminds me. How was Colorado? How was the chase for disgrace? How'd that go?
I mean, Colson Montgomery was outstanding. I don't know if you saw it, but he went, what, 5 for 10?
Right. What was it like up close?
I didn't see it up close.
Oh, what were you doing? You did something else?
I had to stay here instead.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, I made a choice. And I thought about it Saturday morning. Like, Saturday morning, I was like, you know, I should just go.
So, dude, that you're fascinating. So you were still having that feeling and thinking about it.
Yeah. I was like, it'd be easy. I can go out and just enjoy the game and be back here by tomorrow morning.
But Saturday morning, if you're doing that, that's Denver Airport. Actually,
yeah, got to. Yeah,
yeah, and you're conceding to the Denver airport.
And that's not anything that anyone wants to do.
But be honest with us. Like, you had to have been kicking yourself when you saw those Rockies alternate uniforms on TV. Like, man, I could have been there and seen it in person.
I got to be honest with you, Tanny. I was not.
Those things, man.
Yeah.
That Friday thing they were wearing.
They have. Whew, it really bothers me.
Purple Mountain Majesty was the whole idea.
They've got a lot to work with in their regular color scheme, and they just never get it right. Never. like every time you see an alternate Rockies uniform, you're like, ugh. Like, just wear your regular ones. Like, this doesn't work at all.
Yeah,
and it's not like every now and again a team has one that doesn't look good. But most teams figure out, like, what it is that works. The Rockies never get it right.
No, they don't.
And I don't know if that's emblematic of what they are organizationally. By the way, shout out to Cam Newton. Cam Newton has been rocking the Cubs alternate jacket on his podcast lately.
The light blue, the new one?
Yeah, like, well, he's got the dark blue, like, satin jacket, but with the C and the star in the middle of the C.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Wow. That's cool.
I'm sure that he probably wore it because the C stands for Cam. But
of course,
the fact that he wore it, I think, is also dope.
That's good. Tell you what, man, the weekend was odd.
Cam Newton.
What's his problem?
I don't know. He dresses like a cat.
I think that
he literally looks like a cartoon cat.
I dare you to say that to him.
I hadn't heard that.
I dare you. You saw what happened to them three men that said something sideways to him. They ended up in a garbage can.
Is Sylvester? Who are we talking about? Garfield? No.
A Top Cat. Remember Top Cat? Yeah, a little vest and a fedora.
No.
You don't remember the cartoon Top Cat?
I don't. I'm Googling
Top Cat. It's definitely Top Cat.
Is that what he's talking about? Oh, yeah, there's Top Cat. 1961, Lawrence, is the origin of Top Cat.
They used to run those back in the 80s when we were kids. I used to see that every day.
He's wearing a vest, like a sleeveless vest.
He had a gang and everything.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, that ain't right.
Yeah. Man,
that doesn't feel...
Well, I mean, they were...
I mean, what are they trying to say?
Well...
that. And there was a new Top Cat. I didn't realize they... Top Cat Begins was a...
Wait, what?
There was an origin story, a 2015 computer animated comedy film distributed by Warner Brothers. There was a Top Cat origin story.
That's bad. Who did the voice for Top Cat?
Originally in 1961?
Yeah. Was it Mel Blanc?
Probably
had to be, right?
Probably not. Oh, God. Voices of Arnold Stang.
My guy.
Yeah. Is that your guy? Longtime Arnold Stang guy?
Not really.
You'd know his face if you saw Arnold Stang. He was in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Oh.
And he was the voice of Top Cat. He was Frank Sinatra's best friend and the man with the golden arm. This has been your Arnold Stang information moment.
And Top Cat. But again, you got something to say to Cam, I dare you to say it to his face.
No chance. No chance.
Yep. I like Cam quite a bit, actually. I met him last year. And
you
I was
did,
like,
right?
I was like, look at you. Yeah, you're all right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.